Right. Thank you so much for listening into the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy. It is another episode of your blessing. Get ready to learn some, teach one, and share with all, so that together we can live in oneness, happy and fulfilled. I'm your host, Gardner, alongside Lulu. Today we are talking about
I don't remember the saying, but I know that's how it is. You're trying to remove somebody's... You're trying to remove, I think... Is it like
a speck?
A speck in somebody's eye, yet you have the same in yours. Something like that.
So you're first working on yourself. You want to... And you've seen such people in communities. Eh? Mm-hmm. You find someone complaining about other people's kids. That person's kids. You know, they didn't go so far with education. They're like forgetting that you're on here. Yeah. Even in a worse situation. So you're first dealing with yours. And then now you can go out. Actually, it all goes back. It's a parable. It's saying with the hidden meaning. It's about us dealing with what is within us. Mm-hmm. Instead of dealing with what is within you, and then now you can go to the outside. You're going to the out. You're coming from without to come to within.
There's a story that in the beginning, God had created human beings, and He had given them the divinity within them, so they were like small gods. But they started misusing the divinity. So he had to call a council of other gods, small gods obviously, and ask them, where can we hide this divinity? Because I have given, but they're misusing it. So somewhere like, let's dig down in the ground. But if he had hid it in the ground, man would have found it today, because we have seen people digging tunnels and tunnels down in the ground. Nathan was like, no, let us hide it in space. I'm like, no. It would have been found, because you have seen people going to Mars today and coming back. Nathan was like, okay, let's hide it in the ocean. Same, we have seen people today that have found like treasures in the ocean, deep, you know, they have these submarines, it's everything, though they found. Now, they tried everywhere and they realized that man can search and find. Now, after thinking and thinking, God decided, He's like, you know what? Let us hide it within Him. At least it will take courage to find it within. And He put it within. And ever since then, we are searching. But searching from without. And the only place we fail to search is within.
Yes, within
actually,
us.
It is the hardest. So, He had to send His only Son, who was with Him, because the Bible tells us, "Hey, give me," when He was being crucified, before He died, He cried out, "Father, give me back the glory that I had with You before the world was made." So that is the Christ. It's not Jesus, because Jesus is just the physical manifestation. It is the exoteric. But the Christ is that voice that was lamenting to God to give back the glory. So he decided to come. Like, since these people are not, they are searching everywhere, but they're forgetting to search in one place, let me go and show them where the divinity is. And we started gathering around, trying to see. But all He was showing us was where to find it. And it wasn't something new, because those that have found it simply tell us to go within. Look at Buddha, look at Krishna, look at those, you know,
the Shankaras.
You know, that is the magic. Whoever finds it has to lose himself. And in losing himself, he finds that he desires. So it is within. So even that woman who has just seated with the husband complaining of the neighbor who was washing dirty clothes had to first clean the mirror through which she was looking through to see those dirty clothes. After cleaning the mirror, the clothes outside
became clean.
Became clean. So it still comes back. It still comes back. Don't just stand on the window. Look through the window. Yes.
Now that goes back to all those teachings, the Zens, all those. It's just teaching us how to, you know, look from within.
Absolutely.
The Zen, the Tai Chi, the yogas. Zigang, she clearly explains all those things.
It's looking within.
Looking within.
Yes. So the hardest part is that we don't want to lose ourselves. We don't want to lose those things that we have acquired over time. Yes. We want to go with the things that we have acquired. You know? We're always clinging to them. We don't want to lose them. The story of Zacharias. Selol, you know the other man who asked Jesus, is like, what can I do to enter the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus was like, go sell everything. Sell everything and come. It wasn't the sale that he wanted. What he wanted was the attitude behind the sale. So you give up yourself to find yourself.
What about that story of the needle?
Yeah, they need. It's more or less the same.
It's the same story whereby man, they said, is it a camel?
Yes.
For hard for man
to enter the kingdom of heaven than a camel to pass through the needle.
It now still goes back to looking within.
Yes, looking within. And you know why they referred a lot about the camel? The camel has character traits like salt. It preserves. It's enduring. It is honest. So when you're going across the desert, the only animal you need, or the only transport you need, is the camel.
The camel, yes. Yeah.
So because of its endurance, persistence, and trust, you're able to go through the desert. And it's the same thing with life. It's the same thing through if you need to go to the kingdom of heaven that is within. You need to endure. You need to persist. You need to trust. Trust what? In the truth. You know?
Trust and obey.
Yeah.
Coming back to that law.
Coming back to the law. And you look at, actually, when you look at a camel very well, the way it was created, everything is for endurance.
The Gardener's Show, giving you purpose through mind transformation to live a fulfilled life.